producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rock.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, if you'd like to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can also jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, Sons of Liberty Media. Going over to our Twitter account, it is Bradley Dean 1, double E, Bradley Dean 1 on our Twitter account. And, folks, if you would like to jump on our Facebook, Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio, and or Sons of Liberty Media, Sons of Liberty Media on Facebook. Folks, phone lines are going to be open for the next hour. That phone number is 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. This is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Can we all say true that? And also want to let you know that we are turning talk radio into do radio. We're showing you our faith by our works. We're showing you our love by our deeds. 1 John 3:18, that which preceded that was James 2. So when you get a moment, go ahead and check those scriptures out, and you'll see that what I'm saying is line upon line, precept upon precept concerning the Word of God. And let the Word of the Lord have free course here, because we know that the Word of the Lord endureth forever. Amen. If I was in a black church right now, you know what they would be saying. They'd say, "Bring it down, Brother Dean." And I'd be saying, I'm bringing it. Hey, did you know, folks, just a bit of a side note, did you know that the old-time preachers, when they were preaching from the pulpit, did you know that in many cases under the pulpit there would be a basement where people were under them praying for the anointing to fall, Isaiah 10? Did you know that? There would be people under the preacher, the pulpit. He would be on floor 2. They'd be in the basement, or they'd be on floor 1, I'm sorry, and they'd be in the basement. They would be praying the entire time that the preacher was preaching, because they'd be praying for more of an anointing to break the yoke of bondage over those that we would go to in that particular situation that they were going to, opening their eyes, turning them from darkness to the light, from the power of Satan to the power of God, granting God the repentance and sanctification in the name of Jesus Christ, and faith in the name of Jesus Christ, who, by the way, is the author and the finisher of our faith. Amen. That we might receive the end of our faith, even the salvation of our souls. Well, I'm sorry, folks. I was up late last night reading the book of Hebrews. I said the book of Hebrews. I didn't say one scripture or two or three or four. No, I read the book of Hebrews, and I read it twice, as a matter of fact. When I eat the bread of life, folks, I am like a glutton. I mean, it's like, Lord, bring it on. You are the bread of heaven, and I need some more. So, without further ado, let's jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Folks, some crazy stuff happened again in the United States of America, but we still have the power to do the right thing, so let's stand up and do the right thing, and that's how the rest of us will have a future and a hope, namely our posterity. sonsoflibertymedia.com, going over there right now. Top woman candidate for Secretary of Defense may have dropped bombshell for her reason for declining. Top woman candidate for Secretary of Defense. I wonder how much experience she really has. But you can go and see what the reason is for her declining that position. Sons of Liberty SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We have Jerry Falwell's kid, Jerry Falwell Jr., stirs it up with the end of those Muslim comments, end those Muslim comments. Isn't it amazing how your enemies within folks are so offended by the fact that you're standing up and saying no to those that may want to execute, you know, kill the infidels, you know? Isn't it interesting how they stand there and they just say, oh, you know what, you racist, you this, that, and the other thing, they just go along to get along? Do they realize that they're a part of the execution process? Probably not. Islam's Secret Santa, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. You know what's interesting is my little boy said to me yesterday, you know, about Christmas. He said, Dad, you know, this whole Santa thing, have you ever noticed that the letters on Santa, they would actually spell Satan? And I said, yeah, I know that. I said, Christmas is nothing more than teaching people how to be covetous. And firstly, you need to understand is that Santa Claus is only there to divert you away from the Christ, which is the purpose. And Jesus taught us how to give. Greater love is no man than this, that a man laid down his life for others. And yet Christmas and Santa, they teach us to ask what we want. It contradicts the purpose of Christ's birth, friends, in so many different ways, at least the way that it has transpired thus in the present. So we need to get that straight. Just saying. For you older people out there that actually believe that there is a Santa Claus, I want to tell you something. There isn't a Santa Claus. You've been misguided. You've been lied to. Oh, my goodness. You know, that was one of the things when I was a kid, too. Interestingly enough, I've shared with you in the past, friends, that, you know, Pa from Little House on the Prairie in many ways was my dad, because my dad was not around, never really knew him. My mom was always working. She was a workaholic. And then when she was off, she was hanging out with one of her boyfriends. That's her deal, right? She's going to answer for that. But me and my brother would be sitting at home during Christmas or Thanksgiving or Easter, whatever the case may be. And interestingly enough, we'd be watching Pa, and we're trying to figure out why he's talking about Jesus, and then he'd be talking about Santa. And we didn't believe in Santa anyways, but I never really understood the correlation. Why do they keep interjecting Santa Claus into the story of Christ? It doesn't make any sense. Well, folks, guess what? I came to the conclusion that it doesn't make any sense, and it's there to confuse young people. And for the life of me, I do not understand why people take their kids, go to the mall, put them up on some guy's lap that they don't even know, only to beg from Santa Claus the things that they want. And then they give, Santa Claus, this fictitious character, of course, gives the story, have you been good or bad? And it's interesting because good or bad according to what? And that goes back to, of course, God the Father and Jesus Christ, right? And so anyways, I just want to tell some of you guys out there, there is no such thing as Santa Claus. And if you're mad at me, you can be mad at me. I want to set you free from that bondage. And for all those that are saving up all of their money to go out and buy presents for everybody, hey, folks, it's better to give than it is to receive. No question about it. But, folks, what is this all about? What is this all about, folks? I mean, folks, yesterday we went into a store real quick, and I mean, it was just jam-packed with people lining up, spending money on credit cards, money that they don't have in most cases, to buy presents for somebody. Because after all, if they don't buy something for somebody in their family, then they're going to be called the cheapskate. But I would just ask you, where in Scripture does it teach us Christmas is all about Santa Claus and asking what we can get and going out to a store and spending money we don't have and giving presents away? I mean, where's all this at? Folks, it's about us being spent in the purpose of Christ. We're ambassadors, right? Okay. So, and I know some of you guys, again, you're probably angry with me that I told you there's no Santa Claus, but let me say it again, there's no Santa Claus. We'll be right back.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Ho, 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 ho. Folks, Santa Claus is a fraud. I mean, my son just told me, the producer of the show, Santa Claus is a fraud. And, you know, he's 11 years old. He's right. I mean, Santa Claus, friend, sits on a throne of lies, and he smells like beef and cheese. You go ahead, Sam. You go ahead and let us know. I mean, this is pretty crazy stuff. He sits on a throne of lies.
I would happen to agree. And he smells like beef and cheese, and he's a fake fraud. He's trying to divert, like you said, divert the young people instead of keeping their eyes on Christ for Christmas, instead looking at him.
He isn't interesting. So in understanding the gospel message, which is sacrificial, right? Greater love is no man than this, that a man laid down his life for his brothers. Teach the kids just the exact opposite. Teach him to go sit on that fat guy with that hairy beard. He looks like a burnt hippie from like the 1600s or something like that. And just ask him what you want. As he asks you, have you been good or bad this year? Ho, 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 ho. So anyways, just so everybody understands, folks, Santa Claus is a fraud. He's a fraud. And I don't much like him trying to take the place of the Christ in all seriousness. I'm having a little fun, but I'm serious when I get to that point. Don't like it at all. Zero, zilch, nada. Get out of the way, right? All right, let's get back to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Folks, we're going to be talking about the end time rant in just a couple moments here. We're going to have Gary DeMar on with Tim Brown, senior editor of sonsoflibertyradio.com tomorrow morning. I'm sorry, tomorrow on tomorrow's radio show. And I'm actually setting it up right now, but we're going to hit on some of this stuff in just a couple of moments. But Gary DeMar said some pretty interesting things, and I read a comment that he made, and I want to share this with everybody. And I'm going to get to this in just a moment. I'm jumping the gun just a tidbit. Folks, I want to remind you, if you want to jump on the show, 1-866-582-9933. That means you can call in and talk to us. If you're angry with us because we said that Santa's a fraud, go ahead and give us a call. Yell at me. That's okay. We can contend for the faith. If you want to go ahead and throw out your information on the table for 53 countries, as well as several affiliates from the East Coast to the West Coast, from Texas down south to up north, Minnesota here, you can do that as well. 1-866-582-9933. Okay? 1-866-582-9933. Back to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Sonsoflibertymedia.com. Valerie Jarrett, imposing more gun laws will make us a more perfect union. Hey, folks, I want you to understand, you know, right now what we're hearing from Josh Earnest, the new spokeslier for Barack Hussein Obama. Can you believe it? This guy's got a stooge. The stooge in the White House has got a stooge. There's no better way of saying this, friends. There really isn't. But he's just talking about common sense steps we need to take concerning gun control. You know, this is how we see this. And I shared a little of this with you the other day. But, folks, I don't care what they think. I care what the law says. And the law contradicts the steps that they're trying to take. And the only way that they're going to take them is if the American people roll over in the face of what's going on. But, and I put not my trust in the arm of the flesh, I trust in the Lord with all my heart and lean not to my own understanding, and in all my ways I acknowledge him, and he will and does direct my steps. Saying that, friends, front page of the paper yesterday, it's a little encouraging, but I don't trust in the arm of the flesh. I don't trust what people will do. And the reason I'm saying that is because on the front page of the paper yesterday, the communist news resource in Minneapolis called the Minneapolis Star and Tribune, they put on the front page of the paper that gun sales are skyrocketing again. Every time Barack Hussein Obama, the guy with 27 to 40 different Social Security numbers, a fake birth certificate, says anything about gun control, the American people respond. And gun sales are skyrocketing in Minnesota once again. Again, because of what's going on concerning this administration. But interestingly enough, Josh Earnest, the spokeslier for Barack Hussein Obama, he said we just got to take some common sense steps. Now, folks, I want you to remember that this is the administration that cried after what took place allegedly at Sandy Hook High School, or Sandy Hook Elementary School in Connecticut there. Now, remember when he tried to wipe a fake tear off his eye? Do keep in mind, friends, that this is the administration, Barack Hussein Obama, along with the Attorney General, Eric Holder at that particular time, there was something called Fast and Furious, where your president, along with the criminal attorney, Eric Holder, were actually arming drug dealers in Mexico, where 300 Mexicans, along with the Mexican beauty queen, were actually slaughtered by the guns that this president and his administration put into the drug dealers' hands, only to go back over to Mexico a short time later, only to blame the American people for the crimes that he and his administration actually committed. I want you to remember that. Now, I also want you to remember that while this president's crying, of course it was contrived. Of course they were fake. Of course he's a fraud. But do you remember, nobody seen the tear, but he tried to wipe it away like he was brokenhearted because of the kids that were killed, allegedly, at Sandy Hook Elementary in Connecticut. Keep in mind, friends, that this is the administration, this president, while 142 days in Senate, Don't miss what I'm saying here. For some reason, folks, the time that he was allotted there, 142 days in Senate in Chicago, Illinois, he voted in 142 days, he voted over 242 times to make sure that babies were slaughtered in the womb. Pay attention to what he says, but don't pay attention to what he does. Huh. Didn't know that. No, you didn't. This is the guy that's talking about him and Josh Earnest, his spokeslier, that are talking about taking common sense steps to disarm the American people in the face of Muslim immigrants, illegals coming into the United States. While the President of the United States is the one suing governors to make sure that anybody that wants to come in can come in. He's the one that wants to disarm you, America, in a time of terror. He wants to make you an open prey. And he wants you to fall for the fact that, well, we just need to take some common sense steps concerning gun control. Talking about how illegals will come into America and buy guns legally. Folks, you won't find that. You won't find law-abiding citizens committing the act of crime, friends. No, you find criminals doing that, and they know all the well. And then when Josh Earnest was asked by a journalist that was actually doing his job by saying or asking the question to Josh Earnest, can you give us one particular instance where what you guys want is actually applicable or what could have it had diverted concerning a gun crime? And guess what Josh Earnest said, friends? He couldn't answer the question, and of course he couldn't answer the question because nothing they do is premised on the Constitution of the United States or the truth whatsoever. See, now we have Valerie Jarrett, and they just want to get the word out there because they got like three or four pockets in the United States of America with a total of 1.8% of the population that they want to believe the lie that imposing more gun laws will make us a more perfect union. How sick in their minds, folks, can they get? How un-American, folks, this is a foreign government. In every sense of the word. By the way, Barack Hussein Obama just appointed another Muslim czar, for those that did not see this, and into places of position. And if you weren't with us on Saturday, I want to highlight the fact on sonsoflibertymedia.com as well that Obama released a jihadist in 2012 from Guantanamo Bay. Now he's back over in the Middle East, ready to fight the West again. But just take those common sense steps along with the administration until there's nothing there to defend yourself with. Folks, Amendment 2 of the Bill of Rights goes, everything else goes. Go back to what your forefathers said and why they established the Bill of Rights concerning Amendment 2. You'll understand it was purposed in case the government went bad like it is today. That's why the American people in droves are going back out and saying, hey, we need some more arms. We need to defend ourselves. As a matter of fact, sonsoflibertymedia.com, Florida Sheriff Wayne Ivey, be ready and be armed to protect your community. Matter of fact, Detroit police officer, sheriff, I believe, out there is actually telling the people to defend themselves to get armed. Joe Arpaio out in Arizona has asked his 250,000 legally caring citizens to stand guard and to take action if need be until the police get there. Folks, we're beginning to see constitutional sheriffs stand up in this country, and I praise God for every one of them. It's time to wake up. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come right back to End Times Rants.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA, covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality, American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro-1G 2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro-1G 2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. ProPure water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Shout out 1-866-582-9933. We just had a caller, but they called into the wrong show. Thanks a lot. No, you called into the right show. Please, hang on. Maybe they just lost, I don't know, their internal fortitude to actually confront me due to the fact that there is no such thing as Santa Claus. That could be the case. Right before the break, we were talking about the common sense steps that Barack Hussein Obama and his lying administration want to take. Just common sense steps concerning the terrorists that might come into the United States and buy a gun legally, he said. White House called out on gun regulations by a job well done concerning a journalist that was actually doing his job. He fails to explain how they will stop mass shootings. They don't. Folks, if someone had been in that room concerning San Bernardino, California, and someone walked in and started shooting away at him, if someone would have been armed, guess what? It would have been all over with. But nope, you're told to wait for the cops. It'll take 15 minutes to 45 minutes before they show up, right? You want to talk about common sense, friends? Wow. I mean, you just can't fix stupid sometimes, friends. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, one more article, line upon line, precept upon precept. You guys all know who actor Kurt Russell is, right? He said, if you think gun control is going to change the terrorist point of view, you're out of your mind. Folks, I would just lay to your candor, who is the terrorist? That's all I want you to think about. Who is the terrorist? Who's creating all of this crime? And there is an article, by the way, P.S., where's the third shooter at San Bernardino, concerning the third shooter, the third actor, as they were called by the news outlets. How come they were reporting a third shooter and now all of a sudden nobody's talking about it? And why is nobody talking about three shooters with black on that were white men that had physical builds? How come we're not being told about that? That's a theory. Really? Whose theory is it? Was it the theory of those that seen the three actors that reported it? Because it wasn't just one, it wasn't two, it wasn't three, it was four outlets that I heard it from. So I'm kind of curious to know what kind of theory we're talking about. Do you notice how this always works for corrupt government? Do you notice how these crimes always, they always try to spin it out to work for their agenda? Have you ever taken the time to notice that? And sometimes it just falls in place, doesn't it, friends? So you've got to ask the question, who's engineering these crimes? Jumping over, tomorrow we're going to be talking with Gary DeMar. Tim Brown, senior editor, is going to be pulling him up. And he actually posted something the other day, and I want to read it to you really quick, and then we're going to get to this end times rant real quick. Gary said, for decades, Christian prophecy writers have been telling their followers that we're living in the last days and Jesus is coming soon. Hal Lindsey and Chuck Smith assured their readers that would all come to an end before 1988. Folks, that was 27 years ago. If we go back to 1970, Gary DeMar said, when Lindsey wrote Late Great Planet Earth, it's been 45 years. So the question is, how much damage do you think has been done to our nation because of millions of professed Christians, I'm adding, were convinced that nothing could be done to change the things because they were convinced that they were living in the last days? Great point. Look at the destruction. Who's it coming from, friends? It's coming from a bunch of do-nothings who turned in the day of battle. Read Psalm 78 when you get a moment. It's coming from those that should know better. And I want to tell you what. It's coming from those that want to be simply, folks, simply put, they want to be raptured from responsibility rather than keep the commandments of God. If you've ever ended up at one of these end time meetings, I want to tell you what. You need to bring yourself a barf bag. And I don't mean to be grotesque, but folks, these people sicken me to no end, to the core, because they sit there and they do nothing but magnify the crimes of the wicked rather to stand up and obey God and to deal with the wicked. They have it upside down. And I want to tell you this, and you can listen to me carefully. Folks, those that are in line with this prophecy, I can tell you right now, they're not born of the Spirit if they stay in a lot that teaches this lie from the pit of hell. Because what they're doing is they're teaching. Folks, they're completely impotent. I mean, when you get done going to some of these meetings, what you want to do is you want to stop at a store and you want to get yourself some rope to go hang yourself after listening to these people. So, folks, what are the end times? You know, those that are crying about every little thing that goes wrong. And, folks, people out there are giving these people money to continuously promote the message of doom and gloom. Hey, folks, I don't care how bad it is in America. It ain't over. Because, friends, the word of the Lord endureth forever. Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. The seed of the righteous is forever. He's not going anywhere, and neither is his church. And what did he say of his church concerning Revelation? The gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. And when you look at the church, all the way from Genesis, all the way to Revelation, friends, what do you see? You see a people with their backs up against the wall that cry out unto God. Read Psalm 107 when you get a minute to understand the loving and kindness of God. And what do you see? You see God intervene and win the day over and over and over and over again. Now, it was the people that didn't respond to the times properly and correctly. Those are the people that were judged. And I guarantee you, scripturally, the people that were judged, they were the ones that were saying, there's no hope. There's nothing that we can do about this. No, friends, that's where we try and prove our God. Try me in this, he said. Prove me in this, the Lord said. It's time to prove our God, because greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Folks, we, the Church of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, are going nowhere. Understood? This has been going on for a long time, friends. The end times have been since the beginning. We still have the freedom that Christ gave us to do the right thing. We just need to stand up and actually respond to the right thing and do all that we can do and leave the results up to God. Because he will not fail his children. And if he has, can you show me in Scripture anybody where God has ever failed a faithful man or a faithful woman of God scripturally? Never. And he never will. He cannot deny himself, Scripture tells us. But again, friends, talking about those who cry about every little thing that goes wrong, and they always trying to find a negative in what's going wrong, because they within themselves are underachievers. They're succumbers, not overcomers. So, friends, instead of these people correcting the wrong, they look to another Jesus, the one they created as a figment, which is a figment of their own imagination, who will come and rapture them out of where they are. And just for a side note, the word rapture appears nowhere in the Bible. See, folks, these people in their unregenerate state even look for excuses as to why they should write a book every year about why Jesus is coming back in that particular year. What a message to give to your people. You know, the Bible tells us we're to occupy until he comes. That's not their message. Their message is there's nothing you can do about it. God is on his throne. Just go ahead and live your life the way that you want to until he comes back. Really? That contradicts Scripture every step of the way. These people are biblically illiterate to the T, friends. And it takes a little common sense. And going back to what Jesus said was the model of heaven, it was a child that was a model of heaven. These people are willing to say to our posterity, there's nothing you can do about it. Just say the prayer along with us and just let's have the assurance of the fact that you're going to heaven. But you don't actually have to serve him. Forget about the Great Commission. You know, and what we're going to do next week is we're going to actually have a convention. We're going to have a debate on do we actually have to do the works if we're saved? Folks, let me tell you this. You do the works because you're saved. You don't do the works to get saved. They don't even do that. Folks, these people do nothing to offer hopelessness and nothing else. They offer hopelessness and nothing else. Hope is what you do with the truth that's been given unto you. And where does that hope come from, friends? His name is Jesus Christ. Instead of them taking responsibility and keeping the commandments of God, they throw off God's commandments as legalistic. By the way, you can't find that word in Webster's 1828 because there is no such thing. These people fail to make distinction between ceremonial law and moral law. And they say, well, if you actually enforce God's government, then that's legalism. You know, what you're saying is if I love God and actually do what he has commanded me to do, then I'm legalistic? Wow! Wow, that sounds like an accuser of the brethren. That sounds like something that would come directly from hell, and rest assured it is. These people throw off God's commandments. Yet it was Jesus that said, he that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. Folks, they're liars, and the truth is not in them. Because Jesus said, on the contrary, on a positive, John 14:21, he that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and I will manifest myself unto him. And Jesus also said this, he that saith he abideth in him ought himself also, what? To abide in him. He that saith he abideth in him ought himself also to walk even as he walked. How did he walk? He came to magnify God's moral law, and he fulfilled the law. Read Romans 3:31, friends. Read Psalm 42, friends. Read Hebrews 10, friends. It's all there. He came to do the will of the Father. But what do these people do? No, they throw off the moral law of God. And folks, guess what? They live accordingly. It's these burnt hippies that we've been listening to for the last 40 and 50 and 60 years. They came out of the free love movement. Right? These are the ones that are teaching and preaching a hopeless message of gloom and doom. These are the ones that are preaching the message of hopelessness.
You don't know why?
Because they don't want to be found out for what they've left undone. And they sure as heck don't want a guy like me out there calling them out for who they are, because then they're going to actually have to stand up and do something. Well, that's my purpose. If they're really the Lord's, then let's see and let's judge them by their fruits, not by their gloom and doom message offering hopelessness to a new generation.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I'm Terry Hurlbut, and I run Conservative News and Views. Bradley Dean is one of my most valuable contributors. He's honest, forthright, pulls no punches, and tells people what they need to hear, whether or not it's what they want to hear.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Got a lot on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years, and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901 and two implements. Now through December 31st, 2015. Call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Call Quicken Loans now to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Guys, here's a perfect scenario for you, okay? Talking about the end timers, the gloom and doomers, okay? Tim Brown just posted, sonsoflibertymedia.com, Hispanic activists vow to flood voting booths with $1 million to punish GOP. Okay. Now, the gloom and doomers would say, see, this is what we're trying to say. There's no sense in doing anything about it. There's no sense in all 318 million of us actually standing up and dealing with less than 1.8% of the population. There's no sense. See, and I say, America, I'm telling you this so you can drop the hammer on the nail. Judgment is the guardian of liberty. Let judgment run down like water and righteousness like a mighty stream. Yes, onto the heads of the wicked. But again, folks, we're talking about those that offer up hopelessness. It's not the gospel of Jesus Christ, friends. Hey, the darker it gets, the brighter the church shines. Folks, these are those who the Lord warns about in Psalm 78, verse 5 and 10. For he established a testimony in Jacob and appointed a law in Israel. God's fighter is the definition of Israel, by the way, which he commanded our fathers, which he commanded, not suggested, which he commanded our fathers, that they should make them known to who? Their children. that the generation to come might know them, even the children which should be born, who should arise and declare them to their children. What? That they might set their hope in God, set their hope in God, and not forget the works of God, but keep His commandments, and might not be as their fathers, a stubborn and rebellious generation, a generation that set not their heart aright, and whose spirit was not steadfast, fixed in direction with God. And what does it tell us at the very end? Instead of them actually doing what God commanded them, they did the opposite. The children of Ephraim, being armed, as you are, America, and carrying bows, turned back in the day of battle, they kept not the covenant of God and refused to walk in His law. And instead of actually proving God to the world, they sit back and they prove to themselves and everybody around them that they're as worthless as, folks, as everything else that they do. They're completely worthless. They're worthless. They're do-nothings. Instead of the law converting the soul, Psalm 19:7, they use fear and the fear of consequences, the fear master, to bring them to another Jesus who is in truth an enemy to our souls. They use fear, the consequence, friends, the consequences, not the fear of God, mind you, which is the beginning of wisdom, but the fear of consequence is the fear master to bring them to another Jesus, a Jesus that doesn't exist. Yet Scripture states that we have not been given the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind, 2 Timothy 1:7. And what is worse is that these fuel fear at every opportunity that they have while they sit there and attempt to oppress the next generation with their lawlessness and their lack of Christianity, friends. They don't preach Christ crucified. They preach, get ready, fearful flock. Jesus is coming back. I'm sorry. Get ready, fearful flock. Jesus is coming back. And they feel to say even that, folks, is some sort of threat to their physical being. So they better watch what they say so they might not offend somebody. They don't want to really prove to the world that they really love the Lord by standing up. By my God, I'll go through a troop, and by my God, I'll leap over a wall. Wow, they know nothing of that. They know nothing of the Son of David, which is Jesus Christ. They know nothing of Him. They know nothing of Him who spoke boldly forward to danger. They know nothing of strong confidence, which is in the fear of the Lord. And they know nothing of the boldness of those that have been granted the righteousness of the Most High God. They don't know anything about that. No, they just go along to get along. They're like a bunch of dead men that men walk over the top of their headstones and don't even know it. And I'll tell you what, friends, these are the first ones to persecute anybody that stands up and talks out against them in any sense of the word. It's sick. Folks, they don't preach that we're overcomers, but rather submitters to the next author that writes a book about how bad everything is and that there is no sense in lifting a little finger to help our posterity, our kids. They don't preach greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world, 1 John 4:4. How contrary to the Word of God! We've been given dominion, friends. We've been given authority and power over all the works of the enemy. That's not what they're preaching. Jesus taught His disciples to seek and save that which is lost, to go to the highways and hedges, to go to the fields and reap the harvest. But again, these are exposed for what they leave undone. And this is clearly a lack of the Christ. I say to the older generations who teach hopelessness, you will, and I want you to understand that you are despised for what you leave undone. Because everybody sees your lack thereof. This is why you're despised by the younger generation. This is why you're a reproach to America. And for those that are listening to me that are gloom and doomers, what Bible are you reading that you would teach the opposite of what Scripture teaches? I understand what prophecy says. I understand that things are going to get bad. I understand what Scripture tells us in the book of Revelations, what it tells us in the book of Jeremiah, what it tells us in the book of Ezekiel. I understand what it says. So what? It's going to happen regardless of, folks, anything that you might not do. But while we have time to do it, I suggest that we do it. Just like Martin Luther. the great reformer said. If he was in the know that he wasn't going to be here tomorrow, he would still plant an apple tree. We have to make every day, we have to make the most out of it. We have to occupy till he comes. We have to reprove darkness while we have the power to do it. And a little common sense comes into play here, America. It really does. But again, I want to say to those that teach this garbage, unscriptural garbage, what Bible are you reading? Why would you want to offer this to other people? Is it that you're still dead in your sins? 1 Corinthians 15? I bet it is. I bet you're still a part. You have one foot in the church and you have one foot in the world and you want it both ways. A double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. And because of your instability, you want to make sure everybody else is unstable just like your worthless self. I say to you, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent for your sin before a just and a holy God, for your apathy and for your tolerance and for you resting, perverting just the scriptures to fit your own ungodly lifestyle. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Hey, folks, when I hear these people say things like the things that they say, because it goes no further than their mouths, I wonder, where is Jesus? Where is God in the message? Because when I read the Word of God, I see nowhere, I said nowhere, that we are promised defeat except in our disobedience towards Him. We're not to limit the Holy One of God. He said to call unto me and I will answer and show you great and mighty things in which you know not. Have you not studied history to see how God works through the few that actually fear Him in a filial fear? To prove Him who said, greater works will you do than I did because I go to my Father? Yeah. How about we bring that into the equation? This is where I found my hope in an overcoming Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. When I read the book of Psalms, I see where David bore his cross, but God always gave him the victory. My Bible teaches that God is the deliverer, and when we take heed, pay careful attention to His Word, He gives us the victory every time. Folks, can you imagine our forefathers back in the 1700s saying, this is it, it's all over with, Jesus is coming to get us out of here. Nope, our forefathers responded to God. They took heed unto Him, and He bestowed upon them the victory through the Revolutionary War. And remember our national motto, no king but King Jesus, with flags waving, appeal to heaven. Because they saw their responsibility and answered the call. America, we can call upon the God of our forefathers even now because His name is Jesus. He will answer. He always does. You must respond to His written word, not to your opinion or to your pastor or overseer's opinion, friends. Jeremiah 33:14 through 15. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will perform that good thing which I have promised unto the house of Israel and go to the house of Judah. In those days and at that time will I cause the branch of righteousness to grow up unto David, and he shall execute judgment and righteousness in the land. Amen and amen. Our forefathers, friends, didn't lay down. They stood up and they fought. They fought and secured their posterity, us. They didn't fall to circumstance. They sought God and God heard, answered and set the record straight that He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And God showed Himself strong on their behalf. Thank God. And thank God our forefathers pledged the high cost of their lives, fortunes, and sacred honor and paid with their blood to redeem us through their sacrifice, and we call them blessed. And the way we express our gratitude to these that gave so much is to honor them with our actions. 1 John 3:18, deeds not words, friends, by magnifying what they died for. John Adams rightly said, posterity, you will never know how much it costs the present generation to preserve your freedom. I hope you will make good use of it, because if you do not, I shall repent in heaven that I ever took half the pains to preserve it. Love you. Talk to you in 23. See ya.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years? and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall. There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help, so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295.